It came from a press release issued on April 4th from the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees FEMA. The Emergency Response Agency canceled all approved grants and applications for the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Program, or BRIC. The Trump administration called it, quote, wasteful, ineffective, and more concerned with political agendas than helping Americans affected by natural disasters. The program, which was started in 2018 after congressional approval, funded projects meant to mitigate potential hazards and prevent further economic investment into cleanups. BRIC's cancellation means that more than 200 projects in North Carolina are now left without a key funding source, including Hillsborough's river pump station replacement and relocation. Mayor Mark Bell spoke with 97.9 The Hill after learning the news, saying the replacement project has been in the works for several years to move the 1970s-era wastewater pump station out of the Eno River floodplain. After having their grant application approved in 2021, Hillsborough was not far from being able to put the project into motion, he said.
We had done a lot of planning, the design work was done, and we were about to put this thing out to RFP in June of this year, and the funding was rescinded. So what that means practically is that Hillsborough is going to have about a $6 million hit to our water sewer infrastructure capital improvement program, which is a huge hit for us.
Not only does relocating the pump station improve its safety and resiliency, but Bell said it is also to help the town expand its water and sewer capacity. With the demand for development around town, a bigger and more efficient system is not just helpful, but legally necessary.
The growth pressure in Hillsborough is tremendous, and we are very nearing capacity for water and sewer. And the way the law works in North Carolina is that once you reach 80% of your capacity for water and sewer, you have to start planning for how to expand that. And by the time you reach 90% of your capacity, you have to be underway, shovel in the ground, building this new infrastructure. Well, we're rapidly approaching that 80%, and guess what? Our funding just got yanked out from under us.
Considering the $6 million price tag for the river pump station project would be close to half of the town's water and sewer fund, Bell said the federal government's decision and its timing will make for a difficult few months before the new fiscal year.
That is going to make us rethink our budget. That's going to make us rethink timeline. It's going to impact future development opportunities for residential and commercial growth in Hillsborough and other communities around the state, too. So it's a little bit of a financial disaster.
While the BRIC program may be gone, FEMA may still provide funding for similar hazard mitigation projects in the future. But Bell said Hillsborough's leaders are already turning to North Carolina's congressional officials and its state government representatives to convey the importance of the pump station project and the town's dilemma. While they will take a no-stone-left-unturned approach, the mayor said it feels unlikely they will go back to the federal government because of the turmoil of the current administration.
There may be other opportunities. They may redirect some of that funding to other FEMA programs, and we might be able to apply for those. Some of those BRIC grants will continue, but at the discretion of the director of FEMA and other conditions, and we have no confidence that we can rely on that kind of assurance.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.